Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Iraqi forces in a final push on Ramadi. Iraqi military commanders say they've gained control of the main government compound in the contested city of Ramadi, and that engineers were still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. By late Sunday, Iraqi forces were still not yet declaring total victory. The commander of the Iraqi anti-terrorism contingent says Iraqi troops are making rapid headway in Ramadi against the Islamic State, which took control of the city 7 months ago. Lieutenant General Abdul al-Abadi said within the next few days, Iraqi troops will have control of Ramadi. It's still not clear how many civilians remain in the central part of the city, 100 kilometers west of Baghdad. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says it is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam. During a speech Sunday at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. He criticized Muslims for being silent in the face of all the killings and bloodshed. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya that killed at least two police officers and wounded two others Sunday. A statement on a pro-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of Elwak bound for Mandera. Afghanistan and Pakistan are pledging to work jointly for an early resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban and sternly deal with insurgent groups who refuse to quit violence and join the process. The pledge came on Sunday during talks in Kabul. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a militia controlled by a prominent lawmaker beheaded four Islamic State militants in the eastern province of Nangarhar. The militia members, loyal to Zahir Qadir, Deputy Speaker of Parliament, have been fighting with Islamic State-affiliated gunmen in the region for many weeks. Local officials say IS fighters recently captured four militia members and beheaded them, prompting the militia to respond by killing four IS fighters in Achin District. A Syrian filmmaker known for his anti-Islamic State documentaries was shot and killed in front of midday crowds in the Turkish city of Gaziantep on Sunday. The pro-human rights group for which Naci Cerf worked blames Islamic State for the murder. He was reportedly gunned down from a car that passed by as he was walking down a street not far from the Syrian border. Neither the militants nor Turkish police have commented. Israeli forces shot dead two Palestinians after they stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank. The military said the attackers, aged 17 and 23, stabbed the soldier at a gas station near the city of Nablus. Earlier Sunday, a Palestinian stabbed and injured a soldier near Jerusalem's main bus station. A security guard apprehended the attacker, who was taken into police custody. The European Union is strongly protesting a newly proposed Israeli law that would require nonprofit groups to disclose foreign sources of funding. Most of those NGOs are highly critical of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's treatment of the Palestinians and of Jewish settlement activities in Palestinian areas. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni is hoping to jumpstart fresh peace negotiations between the government of Burundi and opposition groups in Kampala Monday. Backed by the East African Community and the UN Security Council, the peace talks are aimed at restoring peace and security in Burundi following months of violence in the capital, Bujumbura, and other parts of the country. Violent weekend weather battered large portions of the southern and central United States with tornadoes, killing at least 11 people in Texas. One of several tornadoes that struck in and near the city of Dallas late Saturday carried winds of more than 320 kilometers an hour, leaving at least 8 people dead. Three others died nearby as a residential building in a northern suburb was destroyed and vehicles were blown from a highway overpass. Authorities say scores of others were injured in the region just days after tornadoes killed at least 18 people in the nearby states of Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee. Forecasters have issued severe weather advisories for large parts of the southern and central United States. They include blizzard warnings for parts of New Mexico, northern Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.